Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
Oh, we're here. I think we have to say we came, come slay with us. I almost said we came. Come slay with us. Thank you, Jordan Kalish. Do you think he listens to this?
No, I was just going to say, there's like a 5% chance that Jordan Kalish listens to this, which is wild because he probably needs to more than anyone.
Listen.
For the non-Rob Has a Podcast Daddy Network listeners.
Oh my.
Jordan Kalish does the show Survivor. Yes, it is still on. Trivia every week with our fearless leader, Rob Sestrino. So,
yeah. And it came with like a really fun slogan for us.
Yeah. So it'll be us as the twins from The Shining, except obviously one white, one brown.
Yes.
And then it'll say, come slay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever designs the merch, Tricky, are you listening? Come on.
Listen, one of our reviews actually says, when is the merch coming?
People are clamoring. Now, I do have to say, you know, we were very upfront about this. We were approved for a 6-episode stretch. Mm-hmm. This is our 6th episode. So we don't know if we'll be back next week. And if you're curious about that, you should just at Rob Sesternino on
Twitter. Rob through the gauntlet first. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, I've got my doubts about our renewal because Rob literally tweeted out, stop giving them 5-star reviews.
So we have too many, apparently.
Now we've got daddy network issues, which is messed up.
We have daddy issues.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're back, baby.
As if we needed more of that in our lives, but
apparently.
Whatever. So yeah, if you're wondering if the show's getting renewed, please at Rob Sestrino on Twitter and say, is it getting, are you renewing Mess Magnets?
Oh my God.
And just
hashtag renew Mess Magnets.
Yes. Hashtag renew Mess Magnets. Yes. Okay. Use hashtag renew Mess Magnets and at Rob Sestrino in order to find out if we're getting renewed. Because I think we would love to keep going.
Yeah, because Kirsten, we have passed 100 reviews, even though daddy, you know, we had daddy issues and he's going to cancel us. Sure.
Rob is going to be like, the podcast is doing well. It's really funny. I like it a lot, but you've made me so uncomfortable that you can't have it anymore. Like, take your ball and go home.
Oh, God. But anyway, so we currently, for me in America, I can see that we have 99 ratings, but like we did some like math and digging and I think we're made it. We're past 100.
Yeah, we have some in other countries as well. So I saw one review that was very sweet. That was like, I know Canadian ratings don't count. And I'm here to tell you, you do count.
If you 100%
if you're not
count.
Reviewing because you're not in the United States, we still want your review.
Yeah, I think it comes, right, as the big number. It just doesn't, I think, show up, like, the actual words maybe won't show up for me, but they'll show up for Kirsten. Because we're global, baby.
Yes, global.
Yeah, because I don't know, literally said, I don't know who most of these people are. They talk about, but we, like, Kirsten and Sasha, we are the best, but then said, when's the merch coming though? I need clothes to warn people about how messy I am. And that tour words have not been spoken. Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait for our Mess Magnets merchandise.
Rob did say we could get it. So I guess we just have to decide.
I guess, you know, we'll be sending an email to Rob that says hashtag renew mess magnets. Also, when's the merch coming?
Mm-hmm. So listen, next week, if we're back, then everybody better watch out.
Oh my God. We're literally so unhinged.
That's the point. This is almost
five-star
reviews.
Yeah, and I also have something to say to the one and two-star review people, if you are still listening. You shut this off right now. You are banned. We don't want you here. Yeah,
like, why did you do this to us? We just wanted to get to 105 stars.
Yeah, you. It's like you did it just to hurt us. And you know what? It's not funny.
And you got us, so how dare you?
Don't listen anymore. You're banned from the network. Actually, all of Rob Has a Podcast are banned from now. So
actually, that's true.
Sorry you're losing your podcasts, but... Oh, it's the price you pay for your poor decisions.
Just give us the 5-star. You can change it, I believe, even now.
Yes, you can change it. If you want to continue enjoying the podcast that you like, you can change it to a 5-star review.
Because remember, Rob was only joking, in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah, I like how Rob is like, you know what? Let me use some reverse psychology in a text.
Yeah. So, those people that don't know, like Rob from Daddy Network did tweet that we have too many reviews, as Kirsten said. So we're just, you know, in our feelings about it. And I think we can be. So here we are. He did give us the platform.
Yes, you're right. You're not wrong.
Okay. Oh, my God. But we have like a good amount of stuff to get into. I feel like a lot of different things this week. So, you know, I feel like. You have to take the first one because you're the one that introduced me to this.
So something that we talked about in our very first episode of Mess Magnets was blind items, you know, where you go to read them and all of that. And probably the most like famous blind item place at this point in time is Dumois, which is an Instagram account where people basically just send in like, oh, I saw this celebrity at this place and they were nice or they were not nice. Or I saw these two celebrities and it looked like they were on a date. And it's like the least verified of all of the blind item stuff. But also it's the only blind item situation where the creator is like really monetizing it more so than others. Like NT Lawyer has like a podcast, but it's behind a paywall on Patreon. Whereas Dumois' podcast is just publicly available, but they use like a voice altering software. They have a book deal. They're getting a show on HBO. And so it's like they're very out and exposed. And so literally this morning, Brian Feldman, at B.A. Feldman on Twitter, he sent out his Substack, which is like, I guess, the new type of newsletter that everyone is doing. I read Fluently Forward Substack, but this one's Brian Feldman's. Mm-hmm. And he did a little research and he exposed Dumois. And so the way he did it is like, masterful, and he does a lot of introducing the topic to be like, I am not doxing anyone, I just had publicly available information and used that. Like, he didn't use anything nefarious or anything along those lines. He just thought it was an interesting mystery and wanted to solve it.
And it's literally just like tagging people. That's why I like it. Like, he just got it off of tags.
Literally, yeah. So Dumois actually started in 2013, which I did not know. And it used to be a fashion blog run by two anonymous women who worked in the fashion industry. And they wanted to be anonymous so that the site would not be about them and so that they could be critical and speak very freely about what they wanted. And also so that they could like swear without their families knowing about it. Literally, that's what they said.
Which is like a mood, I understand. They say,
yeah, like it's a judgy world, so they didn't want to be judged for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they were anonymous. And so for anyone who maybe wasn't on the internet so much in like 2012, 2013, like Sasha and I were because we're old.
Exactly.
basically everyone used to have their Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything all linked. So like maybe the same post would go to multiple places, or they would have the same ad on different platforms, that kind of situation. And so when you go back to like old tags of Dumois, you see a lot of stuff tagged with an account called at M Kempsio, whose name is Maggie Kempner.
Yes.
And then the other one is, oh God,
Melissa. Yeah.
Melissa Lavallo. Mm-hmm. And so Melissa has done a better job staying anonymous on the internet since 2013. Like, there's really not a lot about her versus Kempner, where there's a lot more. But there is enough, like, video footage of Dumois from back in the day that you can compare, like, speech patterns and voice and all of that. And even with the voice, like, modulation on the Dumois podcast, it's very clear that Melissa Lavallo is the current Dumois.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't, like, know who Melissa Lavallo is. I guess she just worked in fashion.
Yeah, they both apparently worked at, yeah, this is, like, Veteran Fashion Industry Insiders. Mm-hmm. Because they had, like, another blog that's now not a thing called Helpsee. But they used to both work at Ralph Lauren.
Yes. Or,
yeah, and that's what seems to be, like, the glue.
Yeah, that is definitely the glue. And so they did their fashion blog thing for a couple of years, and then it kind of fell off. And when the pandemic started, I guess Melissa was like, well, we have about 45,000 followers on Instagram. I'm going to make use of them by asking about their celebrity encounters and then posting them. And then just blew up to be an absolute phenomenon. And that's Dumois. And they've been exposed.
I can't believe it. Like, y'all have to go read it. The Substack. At first it feels really long, but he's actually really funny about it. And I appreciate it. Because one, he says he's not trying to cancel these people. It's literally almost like a pop culture true crime for him. And it seems like back in the day, they were kind of out and about. And all these models wouldn't stop tagging them in stuff with Dumois.
Yeah,
so that's why, like, I think it's funny.
Exactly. It would be like stupid ass models being like, hey, at Dumois and at Melissa, love talking to you.
And it's like, which I think that's how we used to, unfortunately, use social media, right? When it first started. It was either subtweeting or this, where you would literally hashtag every single thing. And I remember when you would hashtag swag and it would get you more likes on Instagram than normal. But, you know, so like, it's just, this was like super back in the day, because this is 549 weeks ago, whatever that is, July 2013, I guess. But it's just, it's so funny to me that it felt that easy to find. I feel like, and that's what I don't understand, because now the two people's Instagram, right, Grizzrock 75 and which is Melissa, I believe, right? And
yes.
And Maggie Kempner's also is like deleted. But then I love, Kirsten, that they were like, that this guy, Brian, found a Pinterest page.
Pinterest will always expose you.
Yes.
Always.
Okay, y'all, you have to. If you're doing on Pinterest anything, do that privately. Oh, my God. The amount of, like, wedding stuff that people were like, oh, are you engaged? Because I see your, like, wedding. You pinned this.
No.
And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I'm not engaged yet. Thank you very much. But apparently, yeah. Maggie Kempner had, or Maggie, sorry, I don't know how to say her name. But yeah, it like had a Pinterest dedicated to her grandma, who was a socialite. So it seems like the family used to like run in these circles for a while. And that's how it was super easy to find her, basically, because of these tags in Pinterest, and Vanity Fair ended up writing an article on her brand launch, all of it.
It's just so much.
Like, it's a, it, to me now, it's like, were we just willfully ignorant? Is the question.
I don't think so. Like, I think that they, like, I guess to be fair, none of us had looked up.
Yeah.
This stuff. Like, it was all publicly available. Exactly. But I think that Dumas, like, curated where it seemed like it wouldn't be possible, but then it just was. And Brian Feldman was just like, you know what? I don't like secrets. And on the Dumas Instagram, as of right now, which it's only been like probably 10 hours since the news broke, they have not posted anything about it, but they have posted since then. So I'm very curious if they will respond to this Substack.
Yeah, and I went on their Instagram right now just to check, but it doesn't seem like,
you know, there's nothing about it.
Yeah, and I don't think they will.
Well, I think it just depends on if they're going to use this as an opportunity to, like,
to out themselves,
be more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they're not, like, they're just getting what people tell them. Like, they don't take accountability for if it's true or false. So
exactly.
I just wonder if it would open them up to a lawsuit if they, like, admitted who they were. Like, if they ever posted something that a celebrity really didn't want out there.
And, like, I think, yeah, because celebs can get pretty messy, especially, like, C-list celebrities can get, like, YouTubers. I can see being, like, really pissed that they were doing stuff like this. So I would, if I were them, I would just not give it any fodder.
Yeah, just say nothing.
Yeah, because they're getting bank off of this.
Yeah, they, like of, again, like, two books and HBO series, like,
imagine,
like, their info was like they had to give their name to get the HBO series and the book, so, like, know
that's what I was, that's another thing, like, do you think one of these interns would leak it eventually anyway?
I mean, it probably would have come out no matter what, but I love how it came out and how it was just like let me drop the Substack and let me give you the, like, full tea.
Which, it's my favorite thing to happen.
Because it's, like, so messy. Hell? It's such a messy way to do it. And it's such a well-written, like, article. I really recommend that people read
funny.
It.
He's so funny. Like, I just love. And then he, because at first he like, lays it out, you know, who they are, what's going on. And then he, like, has a example, right, of Dylan O'Brien. And then I love that it says, in case you need this clarification, Dylan O'Brien is an actor, not just some guy.
Not just some guy.
But then, actually, if you needed that clarification, he is really just some guy.
But wait, did you see the, I saw on TikTok this week, someone had posted, like, something being like, oh, Dylan O'Brien flirted with me at a bar. And then Dylan O'Brien tweeted just saying, not flirting, just talking while being hot.
Oh my God.
Like, you'd never see me again.
I would delete my existence off online.
Never see me again.
I would be like, don't ever ask me to do mess magnets, nothing ever again. Just, like, delete me from world. Well, but also, I would never be like, Dylan O'Brien. First of all, no.
Do I know what Dylan O'Brien looks like?
That's, yeah, you've seen his movies, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, do I know his name? Flirting, like, name and to talking. Face is something I really struggle with.
Oh, got it.
Oh, from Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Maze Runner.
I mean, he's been, I was like, I know him from Maze Runner. That's number one.
I don't think I've seen anything that he's, I saw the episode of New Girl he was in.
Oh, right.
And that's it. That's so embarrassing for me. I've literally seen none of the things that he's in other than that episode of New Girl.
I just love it. Not flirting, just hot and talking. I have to read.
Is he that hot?
No.
Like, I don't.
I just think that's funny that he tweeted that.
It is
but
funny.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that was 3 days ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, here I am. Oh, he's 30. He's 30. Oh, he's my age. Yeah, I know him mostly from Maze Runner. I low-key watched Teen Wolf, but not really.
Listen, I don't know. It's fine.
I think he's like a little on. Oh, he was in The Internship. That's another funny movie. Maybe it doesn't hold up the time though.
I mean, it's worth a try. Okay.
Anyway,
should we move on to the next?
Yes.
Now that we're just talking about Dylan O'Brien.
I, like, why? No reason.
Maybe we should take a little break first.
Yes, let's do it.
And we're back.
Ugh. This, yay. I feel like, is amazing news for all of us. It's like a palate cleanser of mess, yes. But not mess, because Rihanna had her baby.
Yes. Oh, my God. Ooh, I saw, like, I saw, like, different things saying that it was a boy or a girl.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like I saw that it was a boy, but then I, like, tried to look it up for the podcast, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah. I saw stuff yesterday that said both girl and boy, so I don't think we know.
Mm-mm.
And we don't know the name of the baby.
Fenton. I'm just kidding.
I was about to be like, wait, really?
No.
Because I'm so stupid. I'm literally, like, so gullible. It's embarrassing.
Why would you get Yee tattooed on you?
Just because I can't read doesn't mean that, God, I should be bullied.
Listen, it's so good.
I'm talking specifically to Matt Liguori there.
Yes, 100%.
But, oh yeah, so.
But, yes, the baby is here. I have to say, I don't know how you feel, but I'm sad that we won't get her pregnancy fashion anymore.
I know. Because she's really, like, from the moment she, like, stepped out in that pink jacket,
mm-hmm.
like, she's just been wearing the most, like, as per usual, Rihanna's wearing incredible clothes. Like,
period.
Shocker. But, yeah, she's just looked so beautiful this whole time. And actually, I did the Ready to Be Petty podcast episode that came out, like, right after Rihanna announced her pregnancy.
Ooh.
And so that was like the podcast episode that got me, like, really back into all of this nonsense. So honestly, Mess Magnets wouldn't have me probably if it weren't for Rihanna's baby. So I'm just very grateful
for this child.
We're
all grateful for this child, okay? I just can't believe Rihanna has a baby.
I know.
Like, I just, wow. Oh, she's just so beautiful. I'm just looking at pictures of Rihanna pregnant.
I know. She's just so stunning. And then, like, there was an article in USA Today that also talked about her Vogue magazine interview, which I guess I could have found the Vogue interview, but, like, I didn't do that. And
no,
in that interview, in the May Vogue, she talked about how she and A$AP Rocky got together and, like, when they became family and how it was a challenge because they had started as friends and then fell in love later on. And they, like, went on a road trip in 2020 from LA to New York and, like,
God,
fell in love, and now they have a baby. And it's just,
first of all, if you're going to road trip with anyone, that is real love. Cause I
that's
just,
how you know. Like, when I used to work in residence life, people would always be like, I want to live with my high school best friend. And I'd be like, go on a road trip and come back and tell me you want to live together in this, like, shoebox sized room.
Oh my God. Y'all, if you survive a road trip, then you're really in love, period.
Like, you'll get through
and
anything.
Get married. Yeah. Yep. And then just, like, get married and you're good. God.
Me being like, how many hours in the car counts as, like, a road trip?
No. I feel like, no. It doesn't. Like, you, the point, you have to be in, like, pressure situation.
You're right.
Oh, my God. But if you were in a car and my husband and I, you might be like, are y'all okay?
I would ask for a safe word so that if your fighting got too bad, I could be like, hi.
Correct.
I've been in that position before with friends. I had friends who had an argument safe word for me, where if they started fighting too much in front of me, I would just be like, penguin.
Oh, you know, we have to have it.
Yeah. So we'll put that
it's
in place.
It's mostly because of me. I want to make that, like, unfortunately, he's a very calm human, but still. Oh, my God.
Not the sentence. Unfortunately, he's a very calm human.
No, because then, you know, I look bad. That's why.
You kill me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, because then everyone's like, he's so nice and quiet and you should be nicer. And I was like, no one sees the, like, because you know how the quiet people get away with a lot of stuff, and you're a loud person. So, you know, it's just like we get way more in trouble.
We get caught.
Yeah, we get caught. Let me rephrase. Exactly. But anyway, it's beautiful. They have a baby. When they probably have the baby name, we're gonna
we'll let you know, because we just love
their love. Or maybe I just love Rihanna.
I just love Rihanna. Like, for me, it's Rihanna. If Rihanna's happy, I'm happy.
Exactly.
Now, there is some mess that does go into all of this. And it unfortunately involves Chris Brown.
It's so hard seeing your ex come up, you know? It really is.
Well, anyways.
Just sorry. Y'all, if anyone watched Puya's stream where I ranked 2000s artists, you know I had a very unhealthy obsession with Chris Brown. His sweat fell on me, like, right here.
Oh, my God.
My wrist.
Yeah.
During a concert when I was 16, it was the best day of my life.
And then, like, a few years later, he turned out to be just a demon.
And I had to throw away everything, all the posters. Like, I have not listened to his music since, very unfortunately. But
yeah, it's sad.
He feels some feels.
It's like, well, I mean, and he did that to himself. Like, his poor behavior is what makes. At least, and I know not everyone feels that way of like, oh, stop listening, stop seeing it. But it just like, it makes me feel sick to see his face after.
Yeah,
it's not for me. So he posted on his Instagram story, just congratulations with a pregnant woman emoji, a heart and a prayer hand emoji. And I guess like a close friend, an insider revealed that posting it on the story is his way of reaching out, but still being respectful. Because he knows she will hear about it, and he's sure she'll be happy. He's letting her in the world know he's sending nothing but good vibes. Chris is genuinely happy for her. There's a time when it would have been hard for him to handle Rihanna having a baby with another man, but he's grown now. The baggage is behind him. Now it's nothing but love and respect. Fuck you.
First of all, he has 3 children of his own.
Yeah. Well, and to me, like, this is just an example, like, of an abuser using an opportunity to, like, traumatize their victim again. It's so messed up.
Because it makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, the math they math in on these two. Like, why is he even worried about her? It's so gross what he did to her. And, you know, and then people will be like, oh, but they got back together and... Read a book about domestic violence or intimate partner abuse, okay? And then come talk to me about why and that it's okay. So it's just like really messy and gross that he even has her name, I feel like, in his vicinity. Like,
leave her alone. Step away from Rihanna.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, you have your own kids. Worry about your own very cute kids.
Worry about your life and your family and leave Rihanna alone. Stop it.
That part. Okay. So yeah, it's just, he also deleted the Instagram story, which I wonder his PR person was like, what are you doing, dude? Stop this.
Yeah. Well, cause he started getting backlash because people were like, dude, what the fuck?
Which like you should.
Oh, God.
Oh, but the stands are going to come for us. But I don't care. Don't, like, get out of here, dude.
Listen, we banned the 1-star reviewers. If you're a Chris Brown stan, you're also banned from the pod. We don't want you to listen.
And listen, this is coming from me. He used to be obsessed. Number one obsession.
Yeah, you got his sweat on your body.
Yeah, imagine. We're together forever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so hard.
I'm so sorry that this is coming back up for you.
I know. But then, you know, Drake showed up. It was all good. It was like right around the same time.
Drake stepped in. I mean, that's a similar trajectory to Rihanna.
Listen. Is this why I want to be Rihanna? I don't know.
I mean,
listen, I don't care. I love them.
I just loved when there was the ASAP Rocky cheating rumors and there were so many memes about Drake being like,
right? Being like, I'm ready. I'm there. Oh, my God. But yeah, that is the Rihanna mess. We wish her nothing but amazing vibes as she takes on this new journey, new season. Maybe drop an album with the baby's name. I don't know.
You know, who? I mean, I think if anyone thinks Rihanna's dropping an album, like, come on.
Wake up.
She's been lying to us for years.
I know. Remember Davon on the show Big Brother? Oh my God. Dropped the album, sis. I think it was Davon that said it.
I believe so.
But anyway, so people has been waiting. People have been
waiting. We have been waiting.
Yes. Oh my God.
Ugh, yes. Okay.
So that is the Rihanna, you know, send her good vibes.
Yes. And our congratulations to
please.
To Rihanna.
Mazel, mazel. Also, this next one is submitted by one of you. And it's hilarious.
Yes. So this this came from Sean. So thank mm-hmm. you, Sean. I also was told that I had to cover this by my sister, who has been following it obsessively.
Yes. Shout out.
Yes. So... this one is called Wagatha Christie, and if you know, you know. And so it is, you know, we're back to the trial.
Yes.
And it's a trial that has been going on in the United Kingdom, and it, like, fits perfectly with, like, celeb gossip, sports, and mess, all, like, in one beautiful, like, Venn diagram situation. So mm-hmm. This has to do with Rebecca Vardy, who is the wife of a former England striker, Jamie Vardy, and Colleen Rooney, who is also the wife of a former England striker named Wayne Rooney. And it's a libel suit. So the reason why it's called Wagatha is because it's like a detective story. So it's got the Agatha Christie, and yes. then Wag is wives and girlfriends, which is mm-hmm. what people who are like, married to like these Premier League and like soccer football players.
Yeah.
So that's where that comes from. And so Rebecca Vardy noticed that a lot of her personal information was getting leaked to the press. And so she said, I'm going to put on my detective hat. And she started doing where she would blocked everyone from seeing her in her close friend's Instagram story, except for one person at a time. And she'd have one person for a couple of days and then move to the next. And during that time, she would post false stories to her Instagram close friends. And then based on what got released to the press, she could put together who was releasing this information. And it turns out it was Colleen Rooney. This was this started in 2019, and there's an Instagram post from Colleen Rooney at that time that says, for a few years now, someone who I trusted to follow me on my personal Instagram account has been consistently informing the Sun newspaper of my private posts and stories. There has been so much information given to them about me, my friends, and my family, all without my permission or knowledge. After a long time trying to figure out who it could be, for various reasons, I had a suspicion. To try and prove this, I came up with the idea. I blocked everyone from viewing my Instagram stories except one account. Those on my private account must have been wondering why I haven't had stories on there for a while. Over the past 5 months, I have posted a series of false stories to see if they made their way into the Sun newspaper. And you know what? They did. The story about gender selection in Mexico, the story about returning to TV, and then the latest story about the basement flooding in my new house. It's been tough keeping it to myself and not making any comment at all, especially when the stories have been leaked. However, I had to. Now I know for certain which account/individual it's come from. I have saved and screenshotted all of the original stories, which clearly show just one person has viewed them. It's Rebecca Vardy's account.
Like, what a bombshell. To just be like, here you go. And I couldn't believe it because it looks like a notes app apology.
Exactly. But it's her as a detective.
Yes. And then
Rebecca Vardy posts a tweet that has like a notes app thing.
Yeah.
And
oh my God. Can you imagine though having, she has four kids, Colleen. And it's just like, imagine having that much time.
Literally, it's just wild. But then, so okay, Rebecca Vardy's tweet says, as I've just said to you on the phone, I wish you had called me if you thought this. I never speak to anyone about you, as various journalists who have asked me to over the years can vouch for. If you thought this was happening, you could have told me, and I could have changed my passwords to see if it stopped.
Oh,
over the years, various people have had access to my Insta. And just this week, I found I was following people I didn't know and have never followed myself. I'm not being funny, but I don't need the money. What would I gain from selling stories on you? I liked you a lot, Colleen, and I'm so upset you have chosen to do this, especially when I'm heavily pregnant. I'm disgusted that I'm even having to deny this. You should have called me the first time it happened. Broken heart emoji.
I literally can't stop laughing.
I just love that these posts from 2019 are still up. Like, it's ongoing.
Yeah,
it's
find it right now.
And everything is up there.
Oh my God. And it's just, oh my God. It's so funny because I can't believe, because she wrote, this has been a burden in my life for a few years. Like, what? Why have you been doing this for a few years?
So then Vardy is saying, I didn't do this. Yes. I'm going to sue you for libel.
Which is like, she literally is going to blame other people. Like, it makes no sense.
Well, and it's the thing where, like, yes, I mean, I guess it's not impossible that someone else would have access to her Instagram account. Maybe in theory. But like, you can't, like, how is she going to prove who was on her account and when? Like, how can she definitively prove that she was not in control of her account? She can't. Because
no.
It's probably her. And she probably has, like, journalists that she doesn't talk to and ones that she does so that she can, like, have plausible denial.
Exactly. Funny enough, this was on last season or two seasons ago, Real Housewives of Atlanta. This was a story where basically one of the housewives, Kenya Moore, was like, well, I would never talk to this. Like, if I were to leak it, basically, this is how I would leak it. And then, like, that's technically how the story got leaked. It was through, like, what she'd said, and she said it on camera. So basically, it was pretty obvious that they were doing it. But then, like, how the hoops these, like, celebs jump through to, like, get anything, you know, like, even normal, like, done is weird. Like, grow up. Like, don't you have a team around you that can, like, catch this?
Like, literally, it's so messed up. And then, okay, so like this trial is like beyond messy. I cannot believe we haven't talked about it yet because it's been ongoing.
I know.
But so like they have to definitively prove that it was her in control of her account, I guess, which I feel like, okay, sure. But then they've gone through, and when she's been questioned, it's come out that she had, you know, gone to News of the World, like 2004, and in an interview said that pop star Peter Andre was hung like a small chipolata.
Oh my God.
And she's like, oh, I deeply regret that. And then she had also leaked a story about a current Manchester City player having missed training. She had leaked a story to a Sky Sports reporter about like a drunk driving thing, it looks like. And then there's all these things where like she's like, oh, I like, but I do this, but like I didn't do it this time. And so it's like she just has a history of
talking too damn
all
much
of this. Yeah, she's talking too much.
Oh my God, I can't imagine getting caught in 4K like this.
But it's also, it's just so messy. Like, the WhatsApp messages were supposed to be backed up.
Yes.
But then the IT expert lost the password. Like, Jamie Vardy's WhatsApp was hacked.
Which is like, what are y'all doing?
It's so messy. And so, like, the lawyers are submitting that her and her husband have, like, deliberately tried to hide evidence in this case, which is, like, so wild. But, you know, someone's going to get a lot of money out of this, and someone's going to pay a lot of money in lawyers' fees.
I'm telling you, it's so hilarious because, see, like you said, she's been doing this, first of all. So to me, it's like, can you, one, establish, like, this is her MO, this is what she does. And then secondly, it's like, can you imagine, like, her husband having to go to practice? Because I don't know if he still plays or not. But it's like, I couldn't imagine going into practice and being like, yeah, my wife is going through this and I have to now have her back and be good.
It's just wild. This is just wild. And there's also like, there's a new article that's like very recent to us recording that's literally like talking about how Rooney is, you know, in hot water legally because she didn't, like, no one knew she was doing the sting operation except her husband. Like, not even her husband knew. She didn't tell anyone. Oh my and God. She didn't follow, like, there's like a journalistic standard in letting someone know before you release a story about them. And that kind of creates an issue with her accusation post. And it's just like so legally messy. And obviously, neither of us are lawyers. So,
yeah,
would love information from the legal perspective on this. But
yeah, because I understand, you know, like in California, right? I think the person has to know that you're recording them or something like that. So I get that part. But like here, it's like, to me, what if I only wanted this one person, you know? Like, I will say I wish that she didn't put, oh, this was a sting operation. She was, you know, she was just like, I only had one person on it for, you know, whatever. Maybe it was a glitch, maybe it wasn't, whatever. And Colleen was like, you know, kind of said it not as if she set up a sting operation, but just like, oh, this happened, and then been like, guess whose account it was, y'all. That I feel like it was different than like, but premeditated.
Yeah, it does seem a little it seems a little less accusatory as well.
Yes.
But I just have to say, I wouldn't want her to have done it any other way, because this is so messy.
It's so smart.
It's honestly so messy and incredible. Like, I wish I were half the detective.
Yeah. And Jamie Vardy is still playing in the, I think, English Premier League. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He plays for Leicester City. So it's, oh my God. Because apparently he's been taunted by fans. Like, about the trial.
No, not that. Not that.
Yeah, Chelsea fans are taunting him. Oh my God.
So funny.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, it was apparently a 1-1 draw, and they were.
Thank
God his ass.
Oh my God. Honestly, like, football fans are on another level.
Oh, they're mean. Yeah, they're saying, Jamie Vardy, your wife is grass.
God.
Oh my God. Oh
my God. Absolutely wild.
Yeah, apparently they were chanting his name over and over again. Oh my God.
Get a sting operation out.
Oh, I would be so mad.
I can't believe it. Can you imagine getting caught like that? Where, that's like, you think you're so smooth. Yeah, and you just are caught.
God. Oh, don't do this, y'all. Just, I don't
know. Don't tell anybody's business to anyone except tell us.
Us. And we'll do it anonymously.
It's anonymous.
But even, and like, here's the thing, right? If you're super popular, I guess you want to have a good relationship with the press. And maybe that's why you're doing stuff like this, but it's so stupid.
Don't do it.
It's just dumb as hell. Oh my God.
So dumb. Okay, should we maybe? Yes.
That's the Wagatha.
That's Wagatha Christie, and we'll let you know when there's a verdict.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because the Black China, Kim Kardashian, the Kardashians did win.
Case actually got dismissed.
Yes. So we forgot to follow up on that. Yeah.
Listen, there's a lot of trials ongoing. Also the body cam footage of Ezra Miller getting arrested.
Oh, yes.
Last week as well.
And Ezra Miller said they wanted to make an NFT out of it. Like, stop.
Stop it. No. Stop. The grifting. No, enough is enough.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, should we maybe take another break and then move on?
Let's do it.
So we will be right back.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
And we're back.
Perfect. This next thing we're going to go into is relationship mess, I feel like, in different ways. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this came across my timeline and I was like, what? I didn't even know about this. So allegedly, the Migos have broke up, y'all.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. And for people that are like, what are the Migos? Or who are the Migos? They're a rap group with three people, Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff. If you know Cardi B is married to Offset, who is one of three of Migos. So anyway, people noticed a few days ago, I believe, that Offset and Cardi B stopped following Quavo and Takeoff, who are the other two bandmates.
I just love how we find out stuff by the unfollows.
Yeah. Like, that is literally how people think.
Like, and who is monitoring that?
Listen.
Like, what, do you just check every day? Like, who's Cardi B following?
Yeah. Well, Cardi B also, because I follow her on Twitter, has just, like, been fighting with a lot of people. And she did talk a little bit, I will say, on Twitter about, like, I unfollowed a bunch of people, but now I want to, like, follow them back, but I can't find them. So I don't know if that, but that is just, you know.
Does that mean she got blocked?
No. Like, she was talking about, like, fan accounts that she was like, I did it. But I remember reading the tweet. I mean, like, Cardi, that's weird. Like, what do you mean you unfollowed a lot of people and now you, like, want to follow them back?
I mean, listen, I love Cardi B, but
she messy on Twitter, and that's why we love her. If anyone watched Love and Hip Hop, you know what I mean. Yeah, but anyway, so husband and wife, Cardi B and Offset, are stopped following the other two. But, and Quavo then also unfollowed the two. But Takeoff, who's the third band member, and I think I'll say, like, the least known, is, like, chill. He's in the middle. He's still following everyone. So he looks like he doesn't care.
He's like, whatever. Not my problem.
So it's like, you think that's it, but it's not. Because, apparently, TMZ caught Quavo at the airport and was like, hey, like, you know, can you tell us what's going on? And instead of being like, we're all still together, Quavo was like, nah, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to give you a comment. So that's why I feel like something's sus. And then the two, Quavo and Takeoff, actually are starting their own.
Oh, like, Lord.
Are two people a band? I don't know, but a group, duo, I mean, whatever. But,
like, that's the thing too, is, like, bands can be anything. Like, Panic at the Disco is, like, one of my favorite bands of all time, but it only has one member and then touring back up now. Yeah. So is that still a band? I guess.
Exactly. So the two of them, like, are starting, they at least released a new track called Hotel Lobby. It's like, it's a good song. And it's okay. And and their name is Unk and Few, which is funny because Quavo is actually Takeoff's uncle. So, and I believe the three of them are family, actually, the Migos. And they did talk about, like, back in the day, how they're like, we're the greatest rap group ever because we're never going to break up. Da-da-da. Well, look at y'all.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I feel like once you add in the family element,
yes,
that is what makes it make more sense, because it's like, oh, family drama will always rise to the top.
Yeah. No, it's really messy, y'all, because Quavo and Offset are cousins, okay? Then Takeoff is Quavo's nephew. And all three were raised together by Takeoff's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, and Quavo's older sister.
Messy.
Well, mess. Okay? Mess. So the point is, like, now they're family and they're feuding. And then, listen, nobody wins
feud
when the family fights. Okay. But I will say Quavo is my favorite, maybe because I find him the most attractive out of all of them. But he's also a woman beater. So maybe
a pattern's emerging, Sasha.
Listen, if you listen to my music, it is pretty toxic. I do believe that. Support Sweetie, but they're broken up. It's all good. Yeah, that's who he, like, they fought in the elevator.
No, just the way you were like, it's all good. It was just like,
well, I mean, she's
funny.
Like out of it. Is like, what
yeah,
I meant.
She's safe. She's
safe. But yeah. So anyway, tell me what y'all think. Like, do we think they're broken up or is this like family drama? Cause like they've been on the outs. Quavo and Offset have been on the outs before.
Yeah, but I feel like we haven't ever seen like a duo popping out of it before. Like,
yes,
it's always been the three.
Exactly.
So this feels a little different.
Yeah. So let's see. Like, well, I'll keep an eye. And if anything more comes up, but it feels very messy, I will say. So, like, I can't believe. I mean, Migos, like, they were like, I feel like for me, the mumble rap, like, start.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I was like, who else is doing the. Oh my god. Oh, so that's why I'm just like, I don't know. It's wild to think that the Migos aren't a thing anymore, but here we are.
I mean, the thing is like with family drama, normally it does get resolved. And so like I feel like we could see them coming back together as well.
Yeah.
Just depends on the nature of the drama, which we have no idea about.
Exactly. And I just looked up all I bet you the drama's for and it's gonna come out. Like, it will come out in a song. Yeah. There's no way it won't. And it seems like there was, like, a Twitter glitch or something that caused... We have no idea. But something happened. Yeah. And she unfollowed a bunch of people.
I mean... Was it a glitch or is this just a convenience
That's the tea.
Joke?
That's the tea. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But because apparently, like, I mean, a year ago, her and Lana Del Rey were, like, you know, weird. I don't know. And
well,
Cardi's
I mean,
always
Lana,
fighting.
Lana Del Rey is deserved to be fought with.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of an example where Cardi B's been in a fight and I haven't been on her side.
Nicki Minaj, maybe?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Because then it's like, can't we all just get along? You know, but besides that, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's the only one where I'm like, okay, yeah, you're fair enough.
Yeah.
Other than that, normally, like, Cardi B gets a really bad rap for, like,
I'll fight you over
like,
Cardi
people
B, okay?
calling her stupid and, like, people are so rude about her. Like, she's smart and she understands a lot more than people give her credit
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and she's, like, really smart with history and politics, yeah. actually. Because I remember when she interviewed Bernie Sanders, people were so mad. And I was like, one, why are we, like, gatekeeping? One.
Well, but then you go back and watch the interview and you're like, oh. She, like, yeah. knows what she's talking about.
And then she talked about how she, like, loved history growing up. So it's like, I will fight for Cardi B till my dying breath.
Yeah.
Like, I love her.
If the world is against Cardi B, I'm against the world.
Listen, okay? yeah, like, all she tweeted was, like, I should have did a screen recording of pages I unfollowed because now I'm trying to follow back and I don't remember the at names. What? Cardi.
Stop it. Just, like, don't tweet that.
Like, wait. And people in the mentions are thirsty. They mean, like, here's a screenshot of you following me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bless.
I love that they have it, though. They're
I
like,
mean, but it could be edited. That's what I
Oh, I guess
do.
That's true, too.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just, like, I think she's a great follow. I loved when, back in the day on Instagram, when she was on Love & Hip Hop, because she used to be very honest about all the plastic surgeries she had, and she was like, I need to get that shmoney.
Oh,
so
my
I just,
God.
I love
She's great.
And I'll fight you for it. But
also,
anyway, whatever.
Yeah, she's just the best. She's the best.
Oh, my God. But yeah, Migos maybe is broken up, y'all. You heard it here first.
Yeah, well, we'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's like a really alarming trend in this episode.
Yeah.
There's another Angelina Jolie interview where she talked about her time and her marriage with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, she is still absolutely furious that Brad Pitt was never charged with child abuse.
And I
think that is causing a lot of what's going on. The divorce is done, but they're still battling over custody of the kids, which has been going on since 2016. Like, one of the kids has turned 18 since they
started. Oh my God, that's what I was about.
Custody.
And that's what's hard, right? Is like she adopted three kids before they were together. And Maddox isn't included in the ongoing custody battle, but still, by in 1 year, Pax won't be either. So at this point, it's like twins, so two, three, mm-hmm. four kids that you're fighting over. It's like, what's the point?
Well, and it's just like Angelina Jolie is like really pushing for Brad Pitt to not be in the kids' lives. She has yeah. never stopped saying that, like, since it came out, she's never stopped saying that Brad Pitt was abusive. She also started bringing up once again that one of their major conflicts was that Brad Pitt continued to work with Harvey Weinstein, who, mm-hmm. you know, she's one of the people that kind of always said that Weinstein was trash.
Yeah. And she's like one of the women that used to speak out a lot. I mean, listen, she's done some weird shit too, but
yeah.
But you know, the older she get, like, she's really been doing a lot of good work for the world, for children specifically. Because she was a UN ambassador, right? I believe, or is. But either way, apparently the decade has been super hard because of how Brad Pitt has been even in their personal lives. Mm-hmm. And like, it's giving Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but like not the sex, like the horrible,
like conflict. The conflict part, not yeah. the like sexy part. Yeah, not
exactly.
It's not good.
And it's just, it's horrible.
Yeah. And it's also like people always make a point of like when Brad Pitt was with Gwyneth Paltrow, mm-hmm. I guess he had confronted Weinstein at that time when he was like young. But then I guess as he got older, was less willing to confront and more willing to work.
That part, you know, it's like the complicitness of like these rich, privileged men.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't see it. So do I think it's happening?
Yeah. Well, it's the thing too, where it's like, sure. Okay. At one point he heard about it and confronted him, but it wasn't like he said, I'm not working with you. He just like had a conversation with him. So like, mm-hmm. it's not like, I'm not really giving a gold star for someone who was like, why did you do this? But then like didn't follow up on it all. And like, I get that he was super young at the time, but like, I don't know, a lot of people knew, but people knew what Harvey Weinstein was doing. And that all came out. And that's why Harvey Weinstein is in jail now.
I can't even, if I start talking about it, I'm going to be.
Yeah, no, I'm good. We'll yeah. just like get too mad, but.
Exactly. But you know, the point is just like it's horrible. And it seems like, it's so unfortunate. I'm sure for the kids that they are fighting, you know, that they're still fighting over all of this.
Yeah. Like it's not like, and even though like, yes, Maddox has aged out of the like custody dispute, but that doesn't mean that they're not involved in conflict. Like they're yeah. still part of, like it's still probably a big push and pull from the two parents.
And especially if they live at home, right? Like in whoever's home, it's still horrible. Yes. And I remember because the judge also in 2021, right, had an ethical breach because he was like that judge was. He was disclosed in like professional relationships with Brad Pitt's like lawyer and like couldn't be freaking impartial. Like it was horrible. And this is when the private jet stuff had come out, right, that he was.
Yeah.
That Brad Pitt was like. Had yelled at the kids after getting drunk and stuff. So it's just, it's so insidious, this stuff. And it's so horrible.
Yeah. And like legally speaking, Brad Pitt was cleared yes. on child abuse charges. Just mm-hmm. want to be very clear. But just because someone's not abusive doesn't mean that they're like a good presence in their kids' lives.
Exactly. I don't believe women, honestly. But also it's just like, to me, why can't they just ask the kids what they want and then go from there?
Well, normally, like, I'm sure that's part of the process, but it really seems like they both are just like Angelina Jolie wants full custody and Brad Pitt's like, no, mm-hmm. I want custody too. And so it's just getting really dry. Like custody matters are so,
so,
so messy.
And sometimes it feels like it's not even about the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, about power.
One, I think especially when it comes to, like, celebrities and, like, super privileged mm-hmm. people, it's, like, mm-hmm. there's always an element of power to, like, everything.
Always, right? It's because they've been, I mean, they get their way probably 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, it's unfortunate.
Sad.
And I can't believe it's still going on. I really thought that they were divorced.
Like, well, they are. It's dusted, just the custody stuff that's yeah. still going on. Yeah.
Like, I just meant, like, as in they, it was all.
Well, because, like, us. I'm sorry, why are we 6 years in and they still don't have custody?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't think it shouldn't take this long. That's hard on everyone in the family.
Because it's really. Get it together, Brad Pitt. Okay. And, like, try to work through this.
Yeah, please. But, if everyone could just, like, get therapy, that would be great.
Listen, that part, okay?
Oh, and that goes for the listeners, too. That's for everyone.
Yeah, all of us.
Everyone needs therapy.
150,000%. Oh, my God. It's giving, you know, the Kendrick Lamar video that I asked you to watch.
Which I still haven't watched. You gave me one homework assignment. No, the lyrics.
Sorry. But, yeah, y'all.
Yeah, you gave me one homework assignment and I didn't do it.
Yeah, it's NSFW. It's not safe for work. But oh my, it's literally like you're watching someone fight. Like, it's literally just God. Like a fight. In the rap lyrics. It's wild. And that's what all of this is giving. But anyway. But speaking of messed up relationships. I saw this and I was like, I gotta bring this to Mess Magnet. Yes,
please.
Because remember P. Diddy, who hosted the Billboard Award? I think he's just Diddy now, sorry.
Yeah, well, it's like the thing. Yes, he is going by Diddy now. Yes. Because that's been a true evolution of names over the years. Oh,
you know, very much that. But, you know, he did start a new record label called Love Records. Which is like, is he going to pay people? And this one, we don't know.
I mean, that is to be determined.
Listen, okay. And then not only that, because as Yuling in The Circle, which is a, you know, fun little reality show on Netflix, says dating men in this economy? Question mark. Because that's how I feel. Because at this point, Diddy, you know, as I said, Love Records is apparently all about love, mm-hmm. has two women, okay, not one, but two women going after him. For what and, like, reason?
Fighting with each other.
Like, fight. Like, literally, like, stop it, okay? So, Young Miami, who is part of the City Girls, is 28 years old. And then Diddy, there's another model who, you know, is known as Diddy's muse, apparently.
Oh, Lord.
Gina. I want to know her age, first of all. Sorry. Oh, I should have looked this up.
Yeah. Oh, here, you keep going and I'll find it.
Anyway, so they are now fighting each other because they both, and Diddy is 52 years old. But anyway, so when Young Miami was presenting, okay, at the Billboard Music Awards, and Diddy was hosting, and she's Gina,
30.
Okay, and Gina's 30. Yeah, so they're both like 28, 30, no. And he's 52.
Gross. She's between 28 and 30.
Yeah, so they're like both similar age. Gross. And then, and she was a spectator. So I guess Gina posted from the show saying, "Baby Daddy is hosting the Billboard."
Ugh.
First of all, this man got 100 kids. Why you want 10 more?
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's okay. Whatever. And, you know, yeah. And there's, like, a lot of videos of, like, both of them kind of hanging out. Like, all, as in, sorry, him hanging out with each girl.
Yeah.
So then Diddy after partied Sunday night with Young Miami, who is the other girl. And things got messy when Gina, the model, shared a pic of Brother Love on her cheek, and it prompted Young Money to fire off a bunch of subtweets. So it's like, somebody get this bee, give this bee some attention, notice me please, ass bitch, go sit down. That is the best. I can't wait to use that.
Oh, God.
And then it's like, we see you, relax. You've been in quotations around, just in quotations around for years. You've been waiting on this moment. If he can't make you famous, bitch, I ain't.
Oh my God. Like, and then it's like, attention, bitch, I am the attention. Let's be clear.
I can't wait to be using this when I'm in a fight. Cause you know, I get into a lot of Twitter fights with people. And then she,
oh my God. This is my favorite one.
Y'all, it's bad. Cause she says, I'm not arguing with no bitch that got a cheap ass limp ball carpet in the house. Effing on a billionaire. So it seems like Young Miami is okay with Diddy like stepping into multiple other women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, I don't care how, like, how many pictures you post with him, it's fine. And then her last tweet goes, get that head bread and leave, with a plain emoji.
Which, like, the city girls really are up. The City Girls are like amazing. I think it's like a very fun rap group. They keep me young. they're not groups, a duo, whatever. There's two of them. But still, I love the City Girls. So like, funny. I'm obsessed with them. Anyways, it's like, she really posted, get that head, bread, and leave. Like, words have not been spoken, though.
I'm dead. I'm literally dead.
Exactly. And then apparently it got really bad because Gina, I guess, invited Miami. That's what TMZ article says. But anyway, Gina posts on Instagram, like, suck my D. I don't give an F. Why you so pressed, mama? I thought you were a city girl. Which, again, city girls, like, they've, like, put their, you know, persona up as, like, literally the tweet, get that head, bread, and leave. Like, that's their vibe. So you can't be down. Like, this is the point.
Well, and literally, like, and obviously Diddy's not saying anything because no one word he could say is going to put him in a better spot than where he's at now. Like, they're fighting 100%. With each other. They're not fighting with him. The last thing he needs is them to fight with him.
Yeah. And it seems like Young Miami is fine.
She's like, whatever, do it. I don't care.
Yeah. She's like, I know he's been around and... I think we should change. We can't, but that would have been an amazing like name for this episode.
Bread, head, and leave.
Yeah,
head, bread, and leave.
Get that bread, head, and leave.
What if we just called the episode "Get That Bread"?
Yeah,
and then leave. It's like a get that bread and leave. Yeah, that's what we'll call the episode.
Her eyes gonna kill.
I mean, that's like us if we don't get renewed.
Yeah, apparently. I can't. Oh shit. That was so good.
Well, that's the name for the episode. Now you understand, everyone.
Yes. Okay. Oh my God.
That's so funny. I'll see if they can put the airplane emoji in it too.
Yes, that's what we need. Okay. Oh my God. Listen, the City Girls, it's back. It's Hot Girl Summer again. That's all I need to know.
Time for Hot Girl Summer. Hell yes.
Period. But also two like mess things, like sad mess things, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to do the Mac Miller one?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, I feel like everyone knows Mac Miller died of a fentanyl overdose.
And Mac Miller was a rapper.
Mac Miller was a rapper. He passed away in 2018. Mm-hmm. So sad. So sad. But just now, the dealer that had sold him the fentanyl has been sentenced to 17 and a half years in jail.
Jeez.
It was like even so sad. Like, his mom had a statement to read to the court, like a victim impact statement, and she said, His laughter was infectious and bright. My love for him was unparalleled, and I felt the same from him. He would never knowingly take a pill with fentanyl, ever. He wanted to live and was excited about the future. The hole in my heart will always be there. So, really, really sad, but I think important to talk about.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the opioid crisis is not going anywhere at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And so, just really get, like, the naloxone kits from your pharmacy.
Yeah.
If there's going to be drugs happening anywhere around you, or even if you don't know if they will, just have one on hand just in case.
Just be safe.
Try and be safe out there. Like, people are going to do drugs. I don't think it's anyone's place to be like, well, people should just not do, like, that's just not, like, anybody's place to say. But get a naloxone kit. In Canada, at least, you can get them free from any pharmacy. Just get educated on what to do if someone ODs in front of you, because fentanyl is everywhere right now, and it is so scary.
Yeah, just say be careful, y'all.
Be very careful.
Listen, we are smart messes, okay?
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, and other sad news. We talked last week about his manager changing. Allegedly. I don't know if it's a legend still. But it looks like Pete Davidson, Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, and Kyle Mooney are expected to exit SNL. Which is, what?
I mean, like, this is what happens when people get, like, famous. They move on from SNL.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure from, like, blind items over the years, like, SNL has been wanting to get rid of Pete Davidson.
I mean, because
he's not reliable.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, he shared a lot of stuff, too, about how Lorne Michaels is kind of low-key, like, so...
Yeah,
you're here, but then they go on trips together too, so like it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just very, very odd. But yeah, like they've been wanting him off the show because he's not reliable. Like, mm-hmm. I think if he always was able to show up and do the work, they would be thrilled to have him forever. But
yeah,
because he hasn't been, allegedly, they don't want him
anymore. Yeah,
and also, like, listen, he's already gotten so famous on the backs of the people that he's dated, and now he's like shooting to like the next level. So it makes sense that he would leave SNL.
I know. It doesn't really say what he's doing, which is a bummer, because I want to know what his next thing is. But apparently the other ones, like McKinnon, Bryant, like and Mooney, like that was reported before, which I never knew about.
I don't pay that much attention to SNL.
Yeah, I like to watch the clips on YouTube, but that's it. Mm-hmm. But it's unfortunate that he's gone, but he was the youngest cast member because he was 20 when he joined.
Wild.
And now he's 28. So he's been there 8 years. And listen, like, millennials don't stay in one job for too long. We get it.
Yeah, jump those jobs, make those raises.
Yeah, always, y'all. I'm a big proponent. We already knew that. But yeah, it looks like he is just like, because they're going to go on a summer hiatus, I'm assuming, soon. So we'll get a bunch of new people, or hopefully new people, more diverse people as well. And we'll, like, go from there. But it's wild that he's leaving.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that. So that's breaking news from us as well.
He might start his own skincare brand. We don't know. Called Skeet. We don't know.
Not that.
That was a Kanye West joke, everyone. Anyway. But yeah, we don't know yet. So we'll let you know what his future mother-in-law manager.
Oh, Lord.
Decides for him. Oh my god. But yeah, it looks like he's also working he missed a few SNL performances to film a horror movie. So it looks like he's been working.
He's doing these movies.
Yeah. And that, like, concludes, right, our mess for this week.
Yes. Well, except.
Yeah, reported mess. Yeah. Because we have a wild one.
Like, this is one of the. It's a wild ride from start to finish. So this I forgot we were going to call them messengers.
Yeah, or North Pole. Well, no, I'm just kidding.
This North Pole. God. Used to work in a small restaurant for 7 years through high school and college where so much mess happened. But the wildest thing was when, out of seemingly nowhere, the head chef who had been there forever was fired. And for weeks, nobody knew why. But it would have had to be a big deal because the owner and him had made plans to go 50-50 on a new wine bar in the area.
Mm-hmm.
This person's dad was friends with the owner and somehow got the tea because they were trying to keep it under wraps from the employees. So the messenger was thinking like the chef was stealing or dealing drugs or something. But no, it is more dramatic than that. So the chef had been married for a while. Everyone at the restaurant knew his wife. He had a 3-year-old son. His wife was pregnant. But apparently, one day after driving one of the dishwashers, who was like a little bit older and barely spoke English and actually was not in the USA illegally, her home and then started a relationship with her for months. They were having sex in the kitchen and the office, which like this is like extra cringe because of the power dynamic of like head chef and someone who like has no bargaining power or anyone to turn to, like so horrible.
God. And it's so unfortunate, like how undocumented people in this like country have to live. Like the power differential is disgusting.
It's so horrible. Like that just adds like another sad layer to this. And so a few months before all of this came out, she wanted to end the relationship. And so he fired her to get back at her and threatened to reveal that she was undocumented, which is like so evil.
Ugh.
Like absolutely, like that's one of the most evil things.
Sad.
Like that's horrifying.
God, can you imagine the like constant stress? Like, is she still living in?
Well, she doesn't work there anymore.
Right, but I just mean like, oh my God.
I hope she's, I don't know.
Oh, and
Literally, so like the whole time she was working there, the head chef was actually really mean to her and made fun of her. So it was really shocking to hear they'd had a relationship. She did file a wrongful termination case against the restaurant, and the owner had no idea that this had happened.
God.
And so, okay, the owner's wife is a high-powered lawyer, so they were going to fight it. And they repeatedly asked the chef if the story was true, and he denied it for a couple of months, and they were working on building the case. And then he finally admitted to it. The owners were obviously livid, and there's also, like, a group of kitchen staff that were, like, Guatemalan immigrants, and they knew her well.
Oh,
and so that, like, adds more. And one of the boys said that they used to hear them having sex every morning in the restaurant and that the reason the relationship ended was because she got pregnant and lost the baby.
Oh,
like so
God.
Sad. So,
and that's
so, so
oh
sad.
My God. And that's why she wanted to end the relationship. And to this day is pregnant. Wife has no idea.
Yeah. So chef's wife has no idea any of this happened. Probably has no idea why he got fired. Anything.
Oh my God.
This is like sad mess.
This is like disgusting. You know what I mean? Like this is just like this horrible. Just because it's just like undocumented people in this country. Because I don't know how it is for Canada, but like at least in America, like their situation is so hard because they pay taxes. That's the joke. And they have zero rights in this country. So, and then on top of that, to then deal with this bullshit, honestly, it's just, God, it's so evil. Like, it truly feels so evil.
Yeah. God.
Oh, thanks for sharing this with us. Because, like, listen, when we talk about mess, like, sometimes it gets real.
Yeah.
And it's sad. And, you know, like, please get help. Because there are, like, lawyers that can help you if you are in this situation, thankfully.
Yes.
But it's just, it's, like, the zero rights. And they feel so helpless. I don't know.
It's just horrible. Like,
yuck. So, like, people are just,
sorry for the downer note, Dan, yeah. But the mess was so messy
Exactly. You know, that's, like, our job here. But I you know, karma gonna get his ass. That's all I know. And absolutely, he's going to feel it one day.
It's already started getting him because he lost his job.
That's true. He already lost his job. But still, it's just like me praying that karma going to get his ass in this life. Okay. Because like people that say like, oh, but they'll go to hell. Who cares? I want them to suffer now. Oh, my God. Listen, Jews don't even believe in hell. So, like, what are we going to do now?
That's
the problem. Also, our mess correspondent just sent me a DM.
Ooh.
Chappelle. So, we have a follow-up on the Kara.
Tongue
situation from last week. I just got it, y'all. Yes, because Miss Azealia Banks, who we were saying looked so uncomfortable. She retweeted a deleted tweet. So I don't know by whom it was, but anyway, it says she's basically dragging the living hell out of Meg Thee Stallion.
Excuse me.
Exactly. She said, and the fact that the horse face, wide back, Meg the effing Stallion, who has grace, cute, is in desperate need of serious ethnic rhinoplasty.
No.
Which is disgusting. What is wrong with you?
Oh my God. But literally, that's every time Azealia Banks tweets, it's like,
yeah, she's horrible. I mean,
I'm saying, what?
Didn't you say Zayn like smelled like curry or some just like, yeah, horrible.
Everything she says is absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and she just has the nerve to try and shade Kara. She needs anyway, just like horrible more. I don't want to repeat that. And then says like, doesn't mean nobody's scared of you. Rock Nation, which is Jay-Z's label, music label, is always trying to use Kara as a way to push their artists into fashion world. So maybe that's why Kara Meg had a thing. And I cannot wait until Jay gets over Meg like he did Rita. Remember Rita Ora?
Lord. And, not Rita Ora.
And just washes his hands and throws her onto the street where she belongs. And then just like using horrible words to describe her. Kara is not your fashion B word, sis. You scream protect Black women, then helped. Like, what? She is so dumb. You screamed, help protect Black women, then help Popeye sell surplus sweat heat sauce because she had the sauce. And fried chicken sandwiches. Jay-Z literally took one look at your dumbass and switched out the Hennessy for his own brand. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. Horrible. And then she called her con artist and grifter. And I have had enough of your Cara Delevingne post pot shots.
Oh my God.
Like what?
I'm sorry. That is not who I thought the hate would be going towards.
Yeah, that's why I had to share it. Thank you to our chief mess correspondent.
Not chief mess correspondent.
My God. Listen, he changed his name. He owes us good mess.
Yeah, you're right.
I just, you know, we were rooting for you, Azealia. And I knew I messed up in rooting for you.
Yeah,
it's you trash where, like, anyway.
Anytime you ever find yourself rooting for Azealia, it's like, oh, I've made a mistake in my life.
Exactly. And we did. It's so funny because someone tweeted her, you really love that white woman, SMH.
Oh, Lord.
And Azealia goes, Kara is literally the least racist woman I know. She was clearly fangirling over Doja. Who looked great, by the way, and trying to help Meg work that small train. Oh, my God. No, I'm not even.
Lord.
Just read the tweet. Totally weird smear campaign happening with Kara. So are Azealia Banks and Kara dating? Because remember, Kara has been said that she's dating, like, basically everyone.
Yeah, Kara, anytime, like, Kara gets linked to, like, every woman in Hollywood.
Right. So now I'm like, what?
Yeah,
and then she's basically saying, like, didn't we go through this with Britney, with Amy Winehouse, and Whitney still cannot get the respect. So she's saying Kara has, like, mental health issues. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, what?
I When you're getting into those Azalea Banks streets, it's a tricky place to be.
Yeah. So that's the tea.
That's the update.
Which is really bad. Oh, and she believes Meg lied about being shot. Gross.
Ugh, I've had enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah, and now she's just, like, posting to like, uplift Kara. Which is, like, what? She licked you? So then,
and you didn't look comfortable.
Yeah, you looked horrible. Well, I'm just so mad that I, even for a second, was on this lady's side.
Yeah, no.
So, you trash.
Trash.
And even if Kara was being used, which I can see it.
I mean, it would have probably been a PR thing on both sides, not just
That's what I mean. I feel like, fine, it could have been like a thing that happened for both. God.
It's horrible.
Right? Just mess. Just gross. Scummy, gross mess.
Yeah.
So that's we'll leave you with something happier than our
anonymous.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So I mean, is that happier?
Listen, it's happy as in I can't wait for Meg to drag her back. But
yeah, that's true. Well, there'll be more to come. There will definitely be more to come on this developing story.
Yes. Very
happy is that Heartstopper on Netflix has been renewed for 2 more seasons. So that could be good news. And Riverdale's been canceled.
Listen, Kirsten is in heaven.
I'll be free in like a year. I'll be free. It's like I know when the end of my prison sentence is now.
Oh, how beautiful. And then when that Bollywood Archie comes out.
Yeah, but that's just a movie. I can watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like a one-time.
Hopefully. That's a one-off. Someone was like, oh, it's a TV show. And I was like, well, I'm not covering a TV show.
I don't think so.
But no, it's a movie.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure the Archie. Yeah, because the director makes movies.
Yeah, it's just a movie. So I'll be fine with that.
We're like really white looking Indians. But anyway, let's not talk about colonizing here.
Listen, we've been here an hour and 25 minutes. Yeah. We're
wrapping it up, y'all. It's time.
Sasha. Another great episode of Mess Magnets. Yes. Hopefully we will be back together in a week. Again, it depends on @RobSesternino on Twitter, #RenewMessMagnets.
Should that be the title of the episode?
Renew Mess Magnets? No, it's get that bread and leave plain emoji.
Oh my god.
And then in brackets, Renew Mess Magnets.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just kidding. That's a description. No.
But no, here's the thing.
Yes.
I feel like we're going to get a tweet.
Rob's going to kill us. Literally going to.
But yeah, so hopefully there will be more Mess Magnets. But Sasha, other than that, where can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter @funsize_04. You know, to see where else I am. I'm trying to figure out when this one comes out. Yeah, okay. Because I'm traveling again, y'all. I will be on Crime Scene either this week or soon. So look out for that. We will be covering the Oklahoma Girl Scout murder.
Such an interesting case.
It's from my hometown. That's where the girls were from Broken Arrow. So it's wild. So I'll be on there. And I believe you can check me out on 90 Day Fiancé after the episode comes out. But anyway, maybe that was premature. I can't do math, so don't ask me. But no, that's a few weeks, actually. So don't delete 90 Day Fiancé. But anyway, I'll be on Crime Scene. So find me there. And to know more, just follow me on Twitter @funsize_04. What about you, Kirsten?
Yes, so you can find me recapping Riverdale each week on KowskiCast. That's Cow with a K. I do also have a BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast called BoJack Horse Pod. And we are just wrapping up. This week will be the final recaps of Temptation Island over on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast. Myself and Maggie Morgan. And you can follow me on all social media @KirstenSaidWhat, including twitch.tv/KirstenSaidWhat.
Oh, perfect. And I think that is all, folks. This was another wild ride. And you know, fingers crossed that we'll be back for more.
We will hopefully see you next week.
Yes. So, #RenewMessMagnets.
#RenewMessMagnets.
Leave us the 5-star reviews only.
Yes, please, please leave us 5-star reviews and ratings because it helps us take that back to our daddy network and ask to get renewed. So please do that. And hopefully, we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.